Whatever I think over, I manifest. Whatever I think over, I manifest. My life is an expression of the things that I think about. Now, what are the things that I think over? I think over happiness. I think over joy. I think over peace. I think over the magic and wonder of all that is good and beautiful. And as I think over these things, they happen in my world. Now, you say, well, you think over wonderful things. You think over health. You think over wealth. You think over relationships. You think over work. Oh, yes, you do. Well, what do you really do? I have a dear friend, and she lives in England, in London, England, and she is one of the most brilliant ladies that you could ever want to know. And she can accomplish anything she wants to accomplish. And because she is so brilliant, a genius, she has so many ideas that pass through her mind, so many wonderful ideas that come into her attention, that say to her, follow me, follow me, follow me. And all of them are not beyond her reach, but all of them are beyond her interest level. All of them are beyond what she really wants to do, what she really wants to think over. And what is she thinking over? Well, she's thinking over wonderful ideas. She's thinking over wonderful concepts. She's thinking over things that are fun and things that are joyful to do. Now, if she could think over just one thing and say, I now am doing what makes me happy all the time. I now am doing what makes me happy all the time. I now am doing what makes me happy all the time. Now, she doesn't have to say what it is that makes her happy. She doesn't have to say how it's to be accomplished. She doesn't have to say how that activity is to be fulfilled in her life, how that perfect employment, how that perfect relationship, how that perfect abundance is to be manifest in her life. She doesn't have to say that. All she does is say, I now have my perfect activity now. I now have my perfect employment now. I now have my perfect expression now of my talent, of my genius, of who I am now. We want to get in there and help. We want to mentally get in there and tell our inner self how to accomplish the things that we think we'd like to accomplish. Oh, we'd like to have this activity. We'd like to have that activity. We'd like to have this job and that job. Oh, we'd like to be friends with all these different people. We'd like to have all sorts of things. But what do we really want? Who are we really? How have we been raised? How have we been brought up? What are the issues that make our life important? As you were a little girl, as you were a little boy, were you taught that you are number one? Were you taught that you are a genius? Were you taught that you are wonderful? Or were you taught that you are not so good? Were you taught that you are limited? Were you taught that other people are superior to you and you should be inferior to them? Oh, yes. This happens far more often than we recognize or than we're willing to admit. It happens far more often than we're willing to realize that that's what's going on in our world. Now, is that what's going on in your world? You don't know, and you don't care. Right now is where you are thinking. Right now is where your realization is. Whatever I think over, I reveal. I manifest it. I bring it forth into my expression. It's already there. I don't have to make it happen. I don't have to do anything. I merely have to be a receptacle. I merely have to be receptive to whatever it is that is for my highest and best. We sometimes, I've known many Nigerian people, and these Nigerian people have a tendency to speak low and not articulate and not be beautiful. Well, let's just start out with our own Ellen Jeremini, who heads the CEO here at the University of Healing and Church of God Unlimited. Ellen Jeremini is a very articulate and a very fantastic person. She can do anything she wants to do. No matter what she sets before her, if it gives her a little task, she just relaxes and says, I know what to do, I know how to do it. But sometimes on little things she gets slovenly, as we all do. And when she gets slovenly, she is not articulate. When she is slovenly, she is not speaking articulately, carefully, so that every word is understood, so that every word is pronounced as it should be pronounced. She has a tendency to come out of her Swiss-German background, and speaking out of her Swiss-German background, she speaks certain words in different ways. And now she is here in America, an American citizen, an American through and through, and an Obama person through and through. And what does she do? We could all take a lesson from Mr. Obama. He is articulate. He is understood perfectly in everything that he brings forth for his dream. He does not speak inarticulate. He does not speak in such a manner that his words are unclear. He speaks so dramatically, so beautifully, so wonderful. And yet, he's not different from anybody else. But he just uses English in its ideal form. Oh, he's had backgrounds in which his English might not have been so exceptional. But he took law training, and in his law training, and he found that he had to be articulate. He had to speak perfectly. He had to be understood and not misunderstood. And that when people come along later and try to say that he said certain things, he says, oh, no, that's not in me to say that in that way. I articulate my statements always. And so if this young lady in London would articulate her statement as to who she is and what her dream is, not the specifics of the dream of having a yacht and having a beautiful home and having lots of money, but the articulation of the statement that says, I like me. I have my perfect employment. I have my perfect friends. I have my perfect world. And you see, every single moment for all of us, this is not just for this lady in London. This is not just for the Nigerians. It's not just for Obama. And it's not just for Ellen and me. It's for everyone. When we articulate our dreams, our goals, our aspirations, when we articulate who and what we are, then we find that that articulation brings forth in our life exactly what we want. And we didn't even know what it was that we wanted. Whatever I think over, I reveal. Now, if I think over the fact that I want to be a banker, I'll be a banker. If I think I want to be a teacher, I'll be a teacher. If I think I want to teach this subject or that subject, I'll teach it. If I think I want this and I want that, well, you see, all of those things are beautiful and good, but that's not really what you want. You want your ideal employment. You want your ideal profession. You want your ideal world. I am ideal wholeness now. In every area of my life, I am ideal wholeness now. I am expressing the allness, the goodness, the perfection of who I am. I don't know who I really want to be, because it's tucked away inside of me, and perhaps there are lots of little barriers that I put on top of it. Lots of little things that I've said to myself I can't do, little things that I said to myself I wish I could, and little things I look at other people and admire what they do and say, wow, if only I could do that. And when that happens to any of us, we are lost. But when we think over that I have my perfect employment, when we think over I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, when we think over I am ideal allness now, I am ideal wholeness now, when we think over these general statements, when we think over these statements that include who and what we are, without being specific, the specifics take care of themselves. The opportunity for that perfect employment, the opportunity for that perfect relationship, for that perfect world that you want to live in, is yours right now. And many people who often dreamed for things, and they stop dreaming, and they start saying, I am an articulate speaker. I am the ideal lawyer. I am the ideal in my profession. Whatever my profession may be, maybe being a lawyer is not what you really want to do. Maybe you don't really want to defend other people and defend the world. Maybe you want to be a wonderful sharer. Maybe you want to just be a lover. Maybe you just want to give to the world that greatness, that love, that unconditional love that's in you. Maybe that's what you want to do. Who knows? I now have my ideal profession now. And profession doesn't necessarily mean a job like a doctor, or lawyer, or banker. It means that you have that professional self of yourself that says, I am good at everything I do. I am excellent at everything I do. I like me. I delight in my world. I delight in everybody. Every person on the face of the earth that I look at is somebody I respect and love because they are a reflection of me. They're a reflection of what I think over, what I reveal, what I manifest. Whatever I think over, that's what I am. And this is the direction that my life is going. This is the direction that all things are ready for me. This is the direction that makes everything in my life exciting and dynamic and wonderful. But it can only happen when I put the law of cause and effect into motion for myself, and I realize that whatever I think over, I reveal that. Whatever I think over, I reveal. Are you revealing all that you are? It would seem that none of us really are. But perhaps now is the time to reveal all that we really are, to reveal all that is wonderful and good, all that is dynamic, all that is powerful. And it's up to us to make that decision. We don't have to be a Nigerian who speaks inarticulately. We can say, I am in England and I am speaking the ideal language, the English language, and I'm not speaking it the way the English speaking. I'm not speaking a dialectic language of the various areas of England. I am speaking the Queen's English, the King's English. And in America, I do not speak a language that has a dialect with it. When I'm in New York or California or Wisconsin or the South, wherever I may be, even if I'm from Texas, nobody is going to be able to be able to tell where I'm from, because I am speaking universal American English, the type that the radio and television speakers, the broadcasters use. They're understood in every area of the country, articulately and perfectly. And such is my choice for myself, to articulately and perfectly reveal who I am and be my ideal self now. Be my ideal self in all that I do, because I can. But it's just up to me whether I'm going to be slovenly and think, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And you don't really want to do it. You think, it just sounds nice. It just sounds good. But what you really want to do, that's what you think over. I am my ideal self now. I am whole and perfect now. I live in my ideal world now. I am a wonderful, dynamic, forceful, fantastic being. And that's enough. More detail, it doesn't need. Principle takes care of that. Your inner self knows what you really want. So let it reveal to you what you really want. Let it reveal to you what you really want, and let it be something that is so exciting and so dramatic and so wonderful that no matter what you do, it just says yes. It says yes. It says yes. And as it says yes, it is done for you. And as it says yes, it is fulfilled in every way in your life. And this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. And this is why you are walking the path you're walking today, the path of joy, of harmony, of love. Whatever I think over, I reveal. 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 And I reveal it now. I reveal it now. The only time that there is. Whatever I think over, I reveal it now. Join me in thinking that all is in divine order now, and how great it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.